producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen, good day program, Monday the 19th with Roberta Fasinelli and Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. All of us are here together to supply you with the conversation and fodder. You know what fodder is? Hello, fodder. Hello, mother.
Mother. Here I am at Fasinelli.
You're so easy. All right. Our quote of the day today comes from The mind of Larry David. I don't have a super pack. I don't even have a backpack. Larry David was playing Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live.
He did Bernie better than Bernie. Well, he was brilliant.
He was very funny.
Brilliant. It's hilarious.
Like so. Yeah, that would have been. I was not awake for that.
It's on YouTube. Yeah.
Check it out. Our motivational moment, courtesy of Galileo Galilei, otherwise known as just plain old Galileo. It's kind of like one of these people like Hillary or like, who would be?
Cher, Madonna.
Cher. Right, exactly. Thank you. All right, so his motivational thought for the day, all truths are easy to understand once they are discovered. The point is to discover them. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Absolutely.
Thought of the day today from Chuck Berry, who's 89 years old.
Wow.
Believe that or not, 89. God love the guy. Don't let the same dog bite you twice.
Like a Yogi Berra almost.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Roberta, because you're our resident reporter from New York, or all things New York focused on Roberta.
Yes.
The rats. The fellow who's the city comptroller, Scott Stringer, top financial advisor, says that Manhattan has a growing vermin problem. Rats are so prevalent, they're walking upright, saying good morning to people.
And they live in Trump Tower.
All right, so what's the story behind the story with all these rats?
Well, New York has always had rats. I mean, it's just part of being New York, you know. I guess they're just, you know, with the possibility of Donald Trump becoming president now, they're increasing their numbers.
Oh, come on.
Be able to vote.
Can you get a story without having to take a shot at Donald Trump, please?
Oh, he's just so much fun to take.
Well, yeah, I know he is, but, you know.
You know.
It's rats.
I mean, I had to kill a rat with my bare hands in New York when it attacked me, you know.
Really?
I mean, it's rats.
So, where did it attack you? Mm-hmm. Are you just walking down the street or what?
No, actually, I was clearing out a pot sink at my dad's restaurant, and it was there, and I had to grab a nearby butcher knife and stab the thing in the sink because it was about, they go for your face, and it was about to, like, jump on me. So I smacked it with a frying pan.
Okay,
it fell into the sink, and then I took a butcher knife and stabbed it.
How's it going?
Who's glad we asked?
Meanwhile, Tom was standing there in a state of shock, not being able to move.
Tom is Roberta. His husband.
Yes, it was pretty hilarious.
Uh-huh. All right. Doesn't sound like paradise. Hawaii may not be paradise either. Over the weekend, Hawaii's governor declared a state of emergency because Hawaii has a homelessness crisis, as in it has the highest rate of homelessness per capita of any state in our country. Exactly what the tourism board would like to put on a T-shirt. Homelessness, come to Hawaii. Hey. How do they get there, though? That's what I want to know.
You're right.
It's a little expensive to fly
homeless
over there. How do they get over there?
Right. They should be homeless in Hawaii if you're going to be homeless somewhere, right?
But, I mean, look at any beautiful tropical location. Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Key West. Mm. It's everywhere, and Roberta's right. If you're going to be homeless, you might as well be somewhere beautiful.
Yeah. Perfect.
We don't want to be homeless in, like, you know, Milwaukee or somewhere.
Right. Homeless in Washington. Speaking of that, members of Congress returning to Washington to do whatever it is that they do, confront another crisis, whatever it may be.
Who's or going not.
For Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House? I think that's probably a pretty good idea. As long as we get Republicans, and Roberta loves to take shots at him, the story of J. Dennis Hastert, been around for a couple of weeks now, is a plea deal. The charges against Denny Hastert may become public today, filing of his written plea bargain. Sources say that he hid payments to a former student to conceal sexual misconduct when he was a high school wrestling coach. What exactly did he do? Does anybody know, or is it something we can talk about on the air, or what is it?
I don't know the same guy's.
I don't think we know exactly.
I don't know that there's any details. It's just alleged.
Alleged. Really?
Once again.
But he paid him off. So does that?
He paid real money for something that's alleged.
Mm-hmm. So what would you do under the circumstances, Kenny? Somebody gives you something, would you fight it or would you pay him off?
I don't think I'd be in that position.
No, I don't mean that. I mean to suggest that you would.
Yeah, I mean we'd be able to fight it because, okay, whatever, make up whatever you're going to make up. I can defend.
Right. I've been accused of things that weren't true in my life.
And Denny Hastert wants to push under the rug whatever this is, so he's decided to write a check.
Mm. Yeah, I'd fight it.
Yeah. What about you, Roberta?
If anybody found anything.
No, if anybody accused you of doing it, I mean, I can't even imagine with you. You wouldn't care.
Accused me of? I wouldn't care.
You'd like it.
It'd be like, fine. It'd be like, fine. You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, someone just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's
that.
A matter of, yeah, somebody said that. I forget
it's
who.
Embarrassing,
but,
you know, it's embarrassing to the family.
It's embarrassing
because
people remember that they heard your name, not why they heard your name.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, what's the old adage? Spell it right and nobody cares, in essence.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Okay, go ahead. Tell her. Whatever it is. Whatever you found. Let me know. I'd be interested in knowing what
Here's the good news from the weekend. A California couple was going to get married on Saturday. And on Friday night, they decided that they would not get married. So the bride-to-be's family had spent $35,000 on an extravaganza. And what they said through the press was, if you're homeless, come to the wedding or where the wedding is supposed to be, and you can eat free.
Huh.
So they turned the whole affair into a feast for homeless
people. Why not? You've paid for it.
$35,000. You already paid for it. Right, exactly.
If you can't get out of it.
Is there an adage to that? How many people have been involved in weddings, or how many people have thought, okay, yeah, I think I'll get married, and then the last minute they get cold feet for whatever the reason? That's and the parents have put out $35,000. That's got to be a heck of a spread for $35,000. $35,000 is about what you would spend on a fairly upscale wedding, the whole thing, right? $35,000-$40,000.
Yeah.
So. I remember that's what
my daughter
coughed up for my daughter's wedding.
I'm going to buy my daughter tickets to Las Vegas.
Yeah. See you later.
And the groom some Elvis sideburns and glasses. You guys have a good time.
Well, you did it. Kenny did it.
I did it.
Why not?
For us.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta discovered she was pregnant in Las Vegas. I remember because that was the first one to hear it. The stuff goes on in Las Vegas. All right, 15 past the hour. Speaking of Roberta, she has today's Queen of Cheap Report. How can you save money big time? Check it out in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a Staples small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples. Make more happen.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
dive.
It's Roberta Bessanelli. Roberta is always entertaining and always informative, and maybe we put the two together here as she presents Monday's Queen of Cheap Report. Remember, the info, the background info, is in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com. All right, so you got free coffee, free Kindle books. What do you have today?
Oh, today we have Gap and Old Navy. It has a tremendous sale going on, 40% off, plus you get free two-day shipping on orders over $75 and free shipping if you don't want to spend $75 over $50. And on top of that, you earn Gap Cash, which means if you spend $50, you earn $25 in Gap Cash. If you spend $100, you own $50 in Gap Cash. It's really an incredible deal. It ends today, so you can save a lot of money, and we have the coupon code for you to get these incredible deals at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com and the Better Living section. There. We've also got office supply deals from Staples and Office Max and Office Depot. These deals go on all week long. They're on electronics and Brother printers and papers and Windows tablets. Like, they have a Windows tablet. See, Office Max has a Windows tablet with a keyboard case for $99. It's just incredible. So we have those deals listed all for you at the Better Living section with Queen of Cheap. And then if you want to do some repainting for the holidays, a lot of people do that. They like to fix up their place in time for the holidays, for Thanksgiving and the Christmas and New Year's holidays, 40% off Sherwin-Williams paints and stains. That ends today, so hop on it. 40% off all paints, plus 30% off painting supplies and 30% off custom order wallpaper. You can sign up for paint perks as well, and then you receive a coupon for an additional $10 or $50 of an in-store purchase. We have the coupon code for you at the Queen of Cheap box and DougStefan.com, Better Liver section there, so go check it out. With a lot of other tremendous freebies, like Doug said, all there. Check them out every day because there's new stuff every day. Better ways to save money.
There's some evergreen, a lot of evergreen things there.
There
as well. So you got to keep up. Check it every day and see if we can't help you out a little bit there, because we are here to help. That's why I believe my philosophy of life is that we're here to help. I don't want to fuss with anybody. I don't want to fight with anybody. I don't want to destroy anything. I want to build up, make people feel good, give them a new. Reason for being excited, and people who save money like Roberta are always excited about going
shopping.
I'm always
excited.
She's a shopper till she droppers.
She's a shopper.
21 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You win once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Johnny B. Good got the best of me.
I got it. Okay. Well, here's Chuck Berry.
Down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans. We're back up in the woods. I'm on the Evergreen. The sand is
comfy.
Well,
it's a country.
It sounds like Paul McCartney.
It is Paul McCartney.
or John Lennon.
Or John Lennon.
Is that John Lennon?
Yeah.
All right.
Lennon.
All right. Let's try to get the original version of this.
Why can't you be?
There we go. That's better. Original version of some of Chuck Berry's tunes, 89 years old. Don't let the same dog bite you twice. There's all kinds of interpretations of that. Back it up, Richie. How many of his number one tunes can you name, Kenny? Starting with this one. Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Well, there's School Days, of course.
School Days, yes, exactly. School Days, yeah.
And Johnny Be Good.
We are My Ding-a-ling.
And No Particular Place to Go.
Yep. I figured that's what Roberta would come up with.
My Ding-a-ling.
No, Roberta's My Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
Sure.
This guy's been prolific. And he's still out on the road, isn't he? Here's his job.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things he's notorious for, and there's no secret to it, he will not go on stage to perform unless he has cash in a bag, in his hand.
Briefcase.
Before he goes out on stage.
And he doesn't take a band with him. You provide a drummer, a bass player, and a
everything
that can play all my songs.
Yep.
Here's the order of the songs I'm going to play in.
He walks not gonna up, rehearse.
Gets his briefcase with the cash in it,
yep.
Walks on stage, does his show,
mm-hmm.
and leaves.
Adios.
Well, you know, most of his music is a basic blues, you know, it's a 1-4-5-1 sequence.
It's 12 bar blues.
Right, any musician can play that.
Right.
Just give him the key and he can play it. I mean, it's not rocket science.
And roll music, any old way to use it. Gotta be right. All right, okay, got it. So, let's think good thoughts about Chuck Berry and all the entertainment he's provided for lots of people over the years. He's been in this business, 70 years?
Goodness.
Right? He started in the 50s, Kenny, didn't he?
Yeah.
54, 55, yeah, wow. Like in there. God love the guy. All right. Speaking of God-loving people, our video of the day today comes from the Fine Brothers YouTube channel. They do a series of videos with teenagers reacting to different things from the past. Their latest has teens reacting to 2015 is depicted in Back to the Future Part 2. So we've got some audio here, but you got to see the video to look at their faces and get the reaction. But here's some of what you will see so we can hear it.
It was October 21st, 2015. So we are about to be on the day that Marty McFly and Doc arrive in the future.
What?
No!
That's crazy.
We are going to show you some clips from October 21st, 2015, according to Back to the Future 2, and see how well they did in predicting the future.
Nice.
It's exciting. They probably didn't get anything right.
Air mags.
What?
Power lace.
We don't have that.
I want shoes that can do that.
Ryan Moog. Ah.
What?
What do you remember?
When necessary.
All right, so this is good. This is good.
I always do this with the Jetsons.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
George.
How many things in the Jetsons do we have? Like, we have video conference calling now, right?
Yeah, but isn't this more realistic, wouldn't you think, because of maybe the way it was presented? Or how much of it did, Kenny's probably studied this, how much of it actually has come to pass?
Well, no flying cars.
No.
They seem to think that we would all have fax machines in every room, and we didn't have those. No instant rehydrating pizzas.
No, shucks.
But the hoverboard is going to be released tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, that's in honor of the event, right?
Right, but you have to have copper floors for the hoverboard to work.
Really? So is it magnetic? No, it's electric.
It's magnetic. It's both.
Magnetic,
yes.
Electric, yeah.
Right.
All right, the future is here. It's good day, 28 past the hour.
In the news, Hannibal Lecter loves his coffee black. Should I be afraid of you if you drink your coffee black? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping healthy without the dreaded copay. A new study from Austria says psychopaths, the Hannibal Lecters among us, love their coffee black. Does this mean if you like your coffee black, you're a psychopath? Absolutely not. Here's the thing. This is an idiotic study published in an obscure journal called Appetite. It's poorly designed and equally poorly executed, and has about as much meaning as Kim Kardashian discussing quantum physics. DCOC advice? Just because a study is published in a scientific journal doesn't make it science, let alone good science. Like the glut of TV drama, because of all the new outlets like Netflix, there's lots of places to publish scientific studies that there is quality science to publish. In other words, there's as much junk science out there as there is junk TV. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License 1250.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Take another sip of today, shall we?
How's that Monday taste?
I'll drink to Mondays with Roberta Fasanelli. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden in Washington, Kenny Kessler out in San Diego. Politics, the folks at CNBC over the weekend said they will allow their Republican candidates a 30-second opening and closing statement at the next debate, October 28th in Boulder, Colorado. I didn't hear or understand whether they made it 3 hours or 2 hours.
Two hours.
So they acceded to Carson and Trump's wish.
Yes.
2 hours?
Conceded, yes.
Oh, but so that means Carson and Trump are controlling things?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is that appropriate? Is that okay?
I like it, actually. It's a little scary when the politicians start demanding the debate. But you know what?
Right.
3 hours was too long. And why shouldn't they get an opening and closing statement? That's the way it's always been done, and I kind of like it.
Well, that's how debates actually work.
Yeah, I like them summarizing what their stance is.
Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them and then tell them what you told them.
Right.
That's the way it works. All right, so there's some controversy. Kenny and I were talking about this earlier. The inside story of big money. Some super PAC supposedly is giving money to Donald Trump because this circumstance, I was talking earlier about Trump not taking money and how Bernie Sanders isn't taking money. And so Kenny said, nope, not so fast. What I don't get out of this, Kenny, excuse me, is whether there are direct connections to this super PAC that's collecting a lot of money to support his candidacy. He has said that he will not take campaign money. He's using his own. So what leads us to believe that these various people who are Republican operatives who may or may not have worked for Trump No, this is a report that comes from somebody who used to work for Trump, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So does this guy have a grudge? Is he trying to make trouble for Trump? And why would Trump say something like this? It's too easy to have it found out. It's not like you're not going to have somebody find that you're taking a lot of this dough. So what is there? I don't get 56,000.
You have to report it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why would Trump say, I'm not taking any of this money? And this guy said, not so fast, he is taking money. I see a little kind of fooling around here with the facts. Yes, no, maybe. This is back to, what is this?
April. Definitely on one side or the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, but what's in it for Trump? If the 56 grand isn't a lot of money. I mean, it's 50. I'd be happy to have somebody send me a check for 56 grand.
Yeah.
And so would all of us. But in terms of buying commercials, which is what most of this money is used for, you're not going to get much for 56 grand. So why get involved? That would be my question. And so you got to wait and see how it plays out, I suppose. This can't be hidden very long. And so now that this is out there, you can be sure that all the people who don't like Donald Trump are going to go right for it and find out if they can prove it or not, right? There's nothing illegal about it. It just flies in the face of what he said he was going to do.
Right.
Thus, is he a truth teller or is he not a truth teller? Bum, 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 bum.
He becoming a politician like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Nebraska. What are you talking about, Roberta?
Because it's true.
What's true?
But he's becoming a politician like everybody else.
Oh, I thought you were laughing.
Well, that too. That's what? Pretty weird. Yeah, that too.
It's Halloween time here on the Good Day.
I want to know what that boing is. Boing.
What this is? It's a slinky that just fell apart. Yes?
Is that your little box of stuff that you've got all these sound effects in? Or is that Richie hitting sound
effects?
No.
I
don't know. I wouldn't use anything that cheap.
Yeah. that's your little box of sound effects.
We were on the tape a couple of weekends ago, and Meredith said, oh, look at this. This is so much fun. Look at this.
I have real sound effects, like, or, you know, maybe something like
really?
The good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Rich.
It does have boings.
See, my sound effects versus your sound effects.
What is that?
That's a bomb, which pretty much represents the last 60 seconds of this program.
Oh, yeah?
Let's keep going.
I got something that you can't compete with.
Really? Let's hear it, Richie. I can't find my moo. I don't know what happened to my moo. I had a moo here, and I don't know.
I sent you one a couple of years
ago. Yeah, that's the one. Yes. Turn it upside down, it goes moo. Okay. I have it here, and I don't know what happened to it.
I'll go in to describe you two here. Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah, very nice. The state of Nebraska, say it again, Doug.
That place.
The state of Nebraska has a new law which abolishes the death penalty, but it has been upended by a patriot. What is that? See, now what's happening? I just had a piece of pie, and that's what did it.
You had a piece of pie for breakfast?
What kind of pie?
I had blueberry pie. My friend Tom Hansen brought me I am trying to stay away from sugar, carbs, all that stuff, and it's just getting to be tough to do it. So every once in a while, we break out the cookies or a little bit of ice cream, or in this case, a little bit of pie. Yeah, a little bit of pie. Just a little. Just a spoonful. That's it. Anyway, so it's done something to my mouth. I'm not sure what. The new law, which abolishes the death penalty, has been confronted, shall we say, by a petition drive that will force a statewide referendum on the issue in the election next year. So how would you deal with this? I wonder if people would actually vote. I suppose you go into the polling booth and nobody can see what you're doing. But how many of you would outwardly support the death penalty? It seems to fly in the face of what reality is these days. And when I say that, it just seems there's so many questions. Not that it might not work as a deterrent if it was actually used in a way that people could connect the crime to the penalty, but because it takes so long, what's the point? And it's very expensive. That'd be the reason that I'd be against it for the most part, although I mean, I do think...
All you got to do is put whoever you want to give the death penalty to, just put them in with the general prison population. There is a certain honor among thieves, and, you know, if you do something really, really awful, I mean, if you're a serial killer, if you're a mass murderer, if you shoot up a theater, if you do anything at all to children, and that even said some point anything to women, that's it. You go into the general prison population, that's it.
Done.
Goodbye.
Adios.
And they know that. That's why they keep these people in solitary. So instead, just put them with the general prison population. I think that would scare them more than the death penalty.
You agree with that, Kenny?
I don't know. I don't see the death penalty as being a deterrent so much as making sure that that guy
doesn't
hurt anybody else.
Anymore. Right. Yeah, if it's a really heinous crime, it really it seems to solve a problem. Whether it's the best in the eyes of whoever the creator is remains to be seen. Richie, you probably are in favor of it to a limited extent. I don't know if we've ever had this conversation.
I think there are certain people that you should have it for, but the problem is that it takes 20
anybody
years.
Anybody named Rich who's in jail, put him to the death chamber.
Exactly. Quite honestly, I think people that deserve the death penalty probably don't care whether you're going to kill them or not. Does it really do any good? Is it really a deterrent?
There's a the character who plays the spy in The Bridge of Spies, the Russian spy, keeps asking Tom Hanks' character, because Hanks is concerned that he's not worried, doesn't seem to be concerned about the charges, what might happen to him, the jail process, the courtroom, all that stuff. So he says, he looks at Hanks and says, aren't you worried? And he looks at Hank and says, does it make it better? Which is a great question about worrying. Does it make it better? Especially when you realize that 95% of the things you worry about never come to fruition anyway. So why worry? Food for thought. Okay, here is the big to-do in Washington. This is bigger than anything else going on in Washington this week, bigger than the president's decision to shut the door on drilling for oil off of the coast of Alaska for as long as he's president, bigger than big. Firearms manufacturers competing for the chance to sell new handguns to the U.S. Army. They want to get rid of the guns they've been using since the Cold War. So the competitors have to meet a lengthy list of requirements to win this extremely lucrative deal. The Army wants to get easier to shoot handguns that can inflict more damage on enemies. Contract worth $580 million. The winning gun maker,
that's all,
gets a stamp of approval that could attract sales from other military forces. The Army's main handgun is the M9, 9mm semi-automatic, intended as a last-ditch defensive weapon. Issued first in 1985, the critics say it's too bulky for small-handed shooters, i.e. women. Troops who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan complain it's not as hard-hitting as they would like, and it can't easily accommodate the accessories now common in the firearms market, like swappable gun sights, gun-mounted lights. This is a handgun that has all this stuff? Really? It'll be called, the M10. Generally carried by soldiers. They want it to be for soldiers with duties that would make it impractical to lug around a rifle or a carbine. So, senior officers, people on a tanker, pilots, this would be the assigned weapon. The original M9 was manufactured by Beretta USA. So, they want to replace the M9 and the M11 with a new gun.
Got to stay up to date, man.
And back to the theme of the day, why can't we all just get along? How much money $580 million.
Doesn't sound like a lot of money. When you think about it, I mean they're throwing out $1 billion to study the mating rituals of rhinoceroses. You know,
yeah, man. All right, I want to fix your hair.
Hey, thank you.
Let's take care of your hair.
Yeah, do it.
Your hair is falling out. Everybody's hair falls out. You have it in your comb, your brush. That's the norm, comes out. But then it's replaced by new follicles that grow through the pores in your head. And so you got, like all other cellular structures in your body, everything gets replaced every 3 weeks to 3 months. Some stuff every 3 days. Your hair falls out. If it doesn't replenish itself, then there's a problem with your scalp and the pores. Pores are plugged up. So you need to unplug the pores, and that's what Provia does. I haven't explained this way for a while because I don't want people... I like to tell the story differently pretty much each time I tell it. The bottom line is that you have a problem if you're losing your hair with your looks. If you like the look of a hair-filled head, I do. Richie does, got a good head of hair. Roberta does, Kenny Owen. All the people on this program have good heads of hair. If you don't and you'd like to take a chance that this would work for you because you'll get either your money back or your hair back, one or the other... Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. It cleanses the scalp, gets rid of the gluck in the pores, allows the follicles of hair. Any doctor will tell you that under your scalp, the follicles of hair are there. That's how it grows. It comes through the pores. You look at the skin on your arm, you see the hair there, it comes through the pores. So get your pore hairline fixed. Make it a better hairline by calling 800-525-8319. It's safe for men, safe for women. Don't worry about it if you have colored hair. It doesn't make any difference because it's not about your hair. It's about your scalp, cleansing it. 800-525-8319. Call Provia. And when you mention Doug Steffen, they'll give you a second bottle. It'll be the Super Provia Concentrate, so your pores will get cleaned that much faster, hair will be that much better, and it's a volumizer that makes the hair that's still in your head seem thicker and fuller. Very cool stuff. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equalizing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
Couple of money items that are important today. The company is behind Match.com, Tinder, and OkCupid. Now, I know Match.com. I don't know Tinder, and I don't know OkCupid. What makes them unique and different? Match.com is big. What goes on at Tinder?
I think I've seen them advertise a little bit where they're kind of a little younger and hipper.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they're going on the market today. They're opening up. They're trying, actually putting together the meeting with folks to see how it would be if they went on the NASDAQ. Is that kind of stuff? Match.com has been around for a long time, so it's a pretty solid company.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, IPO for them. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, never, ever, ever under any circumstances say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
Or wear a red shirt.
Really?
Yes. Ever notice in Star Trek, it was always the red shirts that got killed.
And just never say who's there. Don't you watch scary movies? Death Wish. You might as well just come out here to investigate a strange noise or something.
They were pretty funny movies.
They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act is always running up the stairs and she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
You've never seen these movies, I'm assuming, yeah.
But Barbeau was in them, right? Adrienne Barbeau? She fit the description of what was just described there.
I don't think so, no.
Wasn't she in some
of the Scream movies? No.
Well, I don't mean just Scream movies, but horror movies.
She's been definitely been in a bunch of horror movies.
This is not the version of Don't Fear the Reaper that I like. This is Gus from the movie Scream. We're featuring between now and Halloween Halloween movies every day in our movie moments segment. This was the number one movie during Halloween week in 1996. Don't Fear the Reaper.
Drew Barrymore.
Younger? Yeah.
Nev Campbell, that's who it was. It was in it. That was.
Yeah.
Drew wasn't in it for long.
Boy, she got dispatched?
Yes.
Really? Okay. All right.
Early on.
Do you like these movies, Kenny?
No, not at all.
And Courtney Cox, that's right.
Well, she was in all the Scream movies, wasn't she?
Yeah. David Arquette, yeah.
How many of them have there been? Like half a dozen more?
Oh, goodness.
I think that there's
four, I think.
Yeah.
There'd be more than that. Chuck Curry is having communication problems today, so it's up to us to fill you in on what's going on in the world of movies. It'd be interesting to see if the movie that I saw, I thought was good, the Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg movie, Bridge of Spies, did well and was at number one. We'll find out the listing of the top 10 movies in just a moment here on Good Day from this weekend.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The trailer for the coming film Star Wars The Force Awakens premieres tonight during halftime for the Monday Night Football game. Tickets will go on sale also for the opening of the film, which is scheduled for December 18th. Let's see how well that works for them. We'll report back to you
this
tomorrow.
This could be interesting, actually.
How so?
Knowing what a big Star Wars geek you are, as all of us are, and knowing that you are not a football fan, that you hate football, would you watch Monday Night Football to see the Star Wars
trailer?
No,
there'll be plenty of ways for me to see it tomorrow morning.
Okay, so you can wait till tomorrow.
Yep, I can wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Kenny, what happened at the box office this past weekend?
The Maze Runner sequel, The Scorch Trials, was number 10. Yeah. Woodlawn, the high school football movie, it was number 9. Sicario, number 8. The Intern was next. Then Pan, which is dropping down and not making any money.
Adam Intern Sandler, did pretty well, though, didn't it?
It overall? Got another $5
million. Yeah, okay. It's a good movie.
The animated movie, Adam Sandler's Hotel Transylvania, was number 5 with another $12 million. Mel Brooks, very funny in that, as Adam Sandler's father. the new horror movie Crimson Peak was number 4 with $12.8 million. Bridge of Spies, the Tom Hanks movie, was number 3.
Really? Not number 1? Wow.
$15 million. The Martian was number 2 with another $21
million. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Goosebumps, Jack Black's new movie, was number 1 with $23.5 million.
That surprises me. I figured the Bridge of Spies would be number 1. It'll stick around, though. It has legs. Be good word of mouth, as a matter of fact. Video on demand by Paramount, cutting into theater revenue for Paranormal 6. Anybody's, when is that out?
Probably any day now.
You think?
Yeah, so they're coming up on Halloween here.
Yeah. So that'll be in theaters and also on demand at the same time. Is that the deal?
I think so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, how they do all of that stuff and how it's going to affect the box office total. Well, they must be betting on something.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.